This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A brand new week, a Monday, a new edition of What's on Your Mind. That's right, What's on Your Mind? We want to know. 800-228-0550. Todd, what's on your mind? Probably Monday
hair.
Stuff. Huh? Hair is on your mind?
What little hair I have left is...
right there.
Is
just above your mind.
You know, was it 1 or 2 years ago on this date it was 100 and blah, 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 degrees and it's supposed to be in the 60s tomorrow? Or high.
Yeah, I've been sensing a little fall, a little sense of fall in the air.
We have like global warming.
A good little rain going on in Fargo right now. I'm looking at I-29 with the traffic rolling north and south and kicking up some pretty good, rain.
A little bit here, a little bit I see in Jamestown, just north of Jamestown, Devil's Lakes. It's going to start getting in here real soon. And, yeah, it's just not the dog days of August. Where?
Yeah, there you go. We'll take a few. Take a few. There's plenty of August left. Don't fret. Don't worry. Speaking of Devil's Lake, by the way, we'll be up there on Friday for a talk radio town hall at the Caribou Coffee along Highway 2. Senator Kevin Cramer taking his Coffee with Cramer event there, and we're taking our talk radio town hall event there, and we're combining them. So you can ask your questions on the air or in person at the Caribou Coffee right there. I know I'm going to find my friends from... hometown pie and load up and bring some home, that's for sure. Malcolm and Teresa and the crew up there always enjoy that in the Devil's Lake. So that is for your calendar, Friday, Devil's Lake, okay? All right, we are anticipating a briefing from the White House on some changes on immigration. A gentleman by the name of Ken Cuccinelli is expected to lead a briefing at the White House today. I know Ken, I've interviewed him over the years, talked to him shortly before he became... director of whatever he's director of now. President Trump, this is how President Trump works, right? People say, well, he's got all these open positions. He is thinking, okay, I'm not just going to do things like we've done things. We're going to do them a little differently this way. So Ken Cuccinelli, for instance, his job is basically to say anything in the administration that touches immigration, the border, you know, all of that, the regulatory framework should be the same. Okay, so that it is not like, well, Defense Department wants to do this, but State Department says you can't. You know, all those things. They say, okay, anything that touches the border, immigration, illegal immigration, all of that, his job is to go get all the policies in sync, which I think is brilliant. It's fantastic. So phase one of his work, he hasn't been on the job that long, but he's there now, so... should be interesting to find out what we learned today. So we'll bring you as much as we can of that today on the program. Give a shout-out to UND today. Press release from the UND Alumni Association and Foundation. Pretty amazing news here. Deanna Carlson-Zink and the president of UND right now, the interim president, Dr. Joshua Wynn from med school, announcing that they have a fundraising record. Set in fiscal year 2019, raising $67.7 million. Now, I thought, well, that's a nice number, but, like, how much more? A record by, you know, like $500,000 or something? Get a load of this. The fiscal year 19 record is twice the amount brought in the previous year. Double it. That's pretty amazing. And then the previous record to that was like $49.9 million set in fiscal year 2011. So we're going to chat with the president of UND, Dr. Joshua Wynn, Thursday on this program on What's on Your Mind. Talk a little bit about his priorities in that post as an interim president. We did that, as you remember, a number of times with Ed Schaefer, who had a number of things he wanted to tackle as interim president before Mark Kennedy came in. And, of course, now the search is on for another president. I'd like to save the folks at UND a lot of time. This search committee has now been assembled. They're getting everything going and everything else, and those are always... you know, arduous processes. They get the consultants in there and they go, okay, we're going to, you know, let's write the ad. And, you know, in my mind, I would put an ad this long in every newspaper in North Dakota. and all the usual places, Higher Education Chronicle and all those things, and say, needed, president, UND. That's it. Apply at, okay? So that'd save you a lot of money there. And number two, then hire Steve Shirley, who's the president of Minot State University. A UND grad, a Fargo native, and someone with university experience in the North Dakota university system. There you go. Now your job's done. See, I've saved the taxpayers a lot of money, and we hired a really good guy to be president of UND. And I'm guessing, I don't know. Don't know anything. Just talking. I'm guessing that's who they're going to hire. So we might as well just cut to the chase and get this done, for crying out loud. What are we going to do today? So I mentioned the immigration press conference. We'll grab you that. We also have at the bottom of the hour Michael Hammond, Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. Background checks, red flag laws. Do they stop mass shootings? So everything the lefties want in the way of background checks and red flag laws. And by the way, as I understand it right now, because I've done this, my son's done this, Kevin, you've done this, Todd, I don't know if you've done this, but you buy a gun, you go through a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And my son wanted to buy a Glock. He liked a Glock a lot, so we, you know, I helped him do that. He was, I don't know, 18, 19 at the time.
In Minnesota, you have to have a permit to purchase a handgun. Before you can even buy a handgun, you have to get the permit to purchase it.
So you get the background check. And he found one. He found one online. He bought it from somebody. I forget who, but he found it from somebody, an independent seller, okay? And that independent seller says, okay, you got to work with a gun broker. So you go to the gun broker, do all the paperwork. He files your background check.
Yep.
He gets the gun. Then you get the gun.
Yep.
I mean, so we do all that now.
Right.
So I think they're thinking if we have background checks at gun shows, somehow then, you know, who's going to a gun show and then shot up people? I don't know. Does this happen? Now,
no.
I guess if it's a loophole and that you can buy one at a gun show, and you don't need a background check, but you can't there, you'd have to be. But I've heard from people at gun shows, they do this. So I don't know. I think this is all feel-good legislation. I think the red flag law makes a lot of sense. I'll take that back. I think red flags make a lot of sense. Whether a law is the way to go, I don't know. But that's where family members ought to come in. I mean, the mother of the shooter in El Paso had said, week or so earlier, I don't know if I like this idea of him having the gun. He doesn't know how to, you know, he just got this gun. And she called the police. She didn't leave her name, but there was a red flag for her. But I think the question we should ask ourselves over and over before we do anything, before we had one more law, would it change anything? And as I understand it, everything that's being proposed right now would not make a lick of difference about El Paso and Dayton. So isn't that stupid?
A number of.
Isn't that really dumb?
Those are just the two recent ones.
Right, I agree. There's
a number of these mass killings with a gun. Wouldn't have any of these like procedures, laws put in place, wouldn't have stopped them.
So we're going to get
lawfully acquired.
We're going to get to all this today with Michael Hammond.
Good.
From Gun Owners of America. Todd, I don't know if you remember this, but Michael Hammond was a guest of ours when you and I were doing, it was before K-Fire Cafe. It's when I was sort of auditioning for What's on Your Mind. You remember that?
Well, you're going way back now.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But Obama was president. He proposed some gun legislation, and Heidi Heitkamp was thought to be someone that was going to vote for it. And she ended up not voting for it, and she got a lot of credit from people saying she bucked her party, which she did very few times, by the way, for Miss Bipartisan, who runs around the country telling people how to talk to rural voters and get them to like you, even though when you vote very differently than them. So she voted against Obama on that one, okay? And it failed. Michael Hammond said on a national show, the guy we're going to have on today from Gun Owners of America, yeah, I don't give her too much credit. I joined a couple of hosts in North Dakota, and the phones rang off the hook, and her phones rang off the hook, and she didn't vote for it because her voters told her not to vote for it. But he gave talk radio credit for that, so I thought that was kind of nice. You want to send flowers or something? Snickers? least she can do.
You know what's funny?
You know how you get. So I'm saying he might be the same with him. You know,
we were in Sturgis for a couple days last week.
Yeah, we're aware. We're aware of you.
I
now he has a tattoo on his forehead. It's a little strange,
You know, you go through these shops and there's really some really nice knives at a couple different places we stopped. And the one guy they were actually stiletto knives, and stainless steel, beautiful. I said, now are these assault knives? And he kind of looked at me and got this smirk. He goes, oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're saying. Turns out they weren't assault knives. They were just regular knives.
I see what you're saying.
They were the AK's assault knife.
Yeah.
They weren't jumping off the table killing anybody.
By the way, that's on video. So you can watch you can watch him buy one of everything at the Trump store. It was something to see.
You like your button, don't you? Your button?
Exactly. Okay. I love my button. Jake Joinstead, NDSU grad, the guy who started Myriad Mobile. Now, Bushel is one of their companies. In fact, growing incredibly well. And we're going to talk ag technology today later in the program, too. So stay tuned for all of that. And that immigration update as well. Your calls, questions, comments, you tell us what's on your mind next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I want you to get your calendar out. Does anybody have just like a in your hand calendar anymore? Or are they all on the phone?
On the phone, I think. Well, mine is.
So the actual write it down in the calendar thing is like gone the way of the buggy or what?
Pretty much. I think so. You know, the last guy to make a buggy whip made a great one, but nobody wanted it anymore, so.
Man alive. I still like writing it down, but then I lose the calendar, so it's better for the phone because you don't lose the phone. It costs too much. That's my theory. So put it in the computer. Anyway,
I'm alone on that one.
You think so?
Maybe.
North Dakota Petroleum Council is taking the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council to Watford City, North Dakota. And that'll be happening when? September. Watford City. So I want you to mark this on your calendar, okay, for their annual meeting, September 17th through the 19th. Okay, they're going to be doing a lot of events around that. We'll tell you more as we get closer, but just get those dates on your calendar. Actually, some things start even sooner, and there are sometimes when these Petroleum Council annual meetings happen, it's a lot of people from the industry that are meeting about different things happening in the industry. This one is very much open to the public and encouraging people to come in and understand, where's this going? What's happening? Where are we going? We had a fascinating conversation on Friday, if you heard it, with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, in which he's essentially saying, I'll try to give it to you in 30 seconds, unless we find some value-added players in North Dakota. In other words, to have a lot of different places for the natural gas, you have the threat of slowing the oil production down. Now, that would be bad for taxpayers and everybody, cities, communities, roads, bridges, water projects, all kinds of things, right, if we go backwards. On the other hand, if we go the other way, if we find investment from these mega companies to come in and do petrochemical processing right here, the possibilities are, ladies and gentlemen, are absolutely endless, because you'll have more oil production, but you also have more jobs and new industries and all kinds of innovative things happening in the value-added space. So it's pretty amazing. So it's really just a good time to kind of reset a little bit, find out where we are as an industry, and check it all out. So mark that on your calendar. All right? That'd be great. ndoil.org has all the details. Okay, let's see here. I have an email I want to read, and then I'm going to go to a call. And we don't have the immigration conference happening yet, but we do have some breaking news from the New York Times. They've got a piece of what will be announced today. Here's the headline. Trump rule targets legal immigrants who rely on food stamps and other aid. They can't even get the headline written without any bias. Trump rule targets legal immigrants who rely on food stamps and other aid. Okay, now, evidently now, if you come to the United States legally, you can access public programs. But the change is saying, well, okay, first of all, that was a change at one point. There was a point when that was not legal, and then they changed that, okay? But the theory of the change back to this way is to say, don't we want immigrants, legal immigrants, who can support themselves? Not those that depend on public resources to meet their needs. Yes or no? I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
I don't think that's harsh. I don't think that's targeting. I think that's, if anything, saying think long and hard before you come to the United States. You're not coming here for, you know, the ability to live off the taxpayer. You're coming to contribute and earn a living. I don't think that's, but you watch, this will be, they're targeting legal immigrants now. First it was illegal, now it's legal. They hate them all. They don't hate anybody. They love the United States of America and what it stands for. And they recognize taxpayers make it go. And we've got to bring some common sense to this. I think that makes perfect sense. You tell me what you think. Al, in northern Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, I got this red flag law. I agree with it to a point, but what kind of restrictions are they going to have? Not too long ago, mothers could walk into a courtroom and look at the judge and go, my husband's a bad man, and he'd lose his kids. Complete, just bang, boom, it's done. That's gotten a lot better over the years. But is it going to be that way with the red flag law? Somebody's going to go, my neighbor's got a gun. I don't like him. Run into the police. Hey, he's got weapons, and I'm kind of worried about him. And next thing you know, the guy loses all his rights because The neighbor's mad because there's a boundary issue of 12 feet in their yard.
Yeah, the only thing, the only thing that I've taken a little bit of solace in is I heard Vice President Pence lay out the tenets of what the Trump administration plans to suggest for red flag laws. And it was the checks and balances that included, okay, if you, as a family member, are worried about another family member's well-being, you need to refer them to a mental health professional. That mental health professional then has to go to law enforcement. Law enforcement then has to go to a judge, and a judge decides. So when in your example, if in fact that system is legit that I just described, they'd be ferreted out pretty quick because they'd be lying, right? If I'm just telling, hey, Al, I don't like my neighbor Al, makes too much noise tonight, and I think he's going to kill somebody with that gun he's got, you know, I'm not going to say that to a cop. You know what I mean?
But see, I'm also... I'm a first responder, so I'm a mandated reporter. At what level does that change? Am I considered a professional because I'm a mandated reporter and work for a school?
Well, then again, I would hope mandated reporter goes to medical community, goes to law enforcement, goes to judge. You know,
we
not just...
Hope.
Yeah, no, that to me, first of all, I think the premise of a red flag law is understandable. It makes sense. But I don't necessarily think a law is the way to go. I think a whole lot of common sense would take care of it, that if I have a loved one that I believe is going to hurt himself, I'm going to get him to a mental health professional. I'm going to get him help. I'm going to get him locked up if necessary. I'm going to go through all that. But if you're going to have a law, at least have law that respects, you know, the rights we have as citizens and not let this abused. And I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if you can. I don't know if, you know,
yeah.
If it's foolproof.
You use a word that isn't used a lot, and that's common sense.
Well,
you know, well, this guy that wrote a book about that.
Yeah, you're in the common sense club, Al. You're with us, so we'll listen to you. Appreciate the call. Roger Williston, what's your take?
Yeah, on these illegal or legal citizens getting benefits such as food stamps, housing, what, even health care. Why doesn't one of the Republicans come up with a, they have to wait a minimum of, say, 10 years before they get any assistance whatsoever? I mean, any assistance, whether you come from, I don't care if you come from England, from, you know, Mexico, wherever, Canada, a minimum of 10 years of citizenship before you can even apply for any benefit.
I think the law that we're talking about here, and again, this is the New York Times, so we got to wait and see what's announced here by Cuccinelli at this event, but the law is essentially saying the rule has changed. If you're a legal immigrant, you can't access public programs, and that's because we want people that come here that can support themselves. So I think they're saying more than you are.
A few years you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and under staffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Music for life, right here. Kev, you can put this one
on the always good to go list.
Never delete list. Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly right. University of Mary is what I want to talk about right now, and the boom in energy production in this region. You know, it has produced and created really an incredible economic engine and tremendous opportunities for growth, which makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. That service starts with the students and spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the University of Mary will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. 27 before the top of the hour, Michael Hammond from the Gun Owners of America is here. Michael, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I was reminiscing earlier that during the Obama years, there was a particularly bad piece of legislation that Senator Heidi Heitkamp was debating whether or not to vote for or against, and you came on and educated our listeners in a unique way, and her phone melted, and she decided
you saved the day. I mean, that battle, it's the same battles we're having now over so-called universal background checks. That battle was won or lost probably by one or two senators, and your radio station certainly showed the ability to turn out everyone in North Dakota, although I realize your listening area is much broader than that, and you probably snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. So thank you.
Well, we do what we can, but I remember that you giving us credit. That was very gracious of you. I think it was you that deserved the credit, because folks need to know the nuances here. And I want to start by talking to what I think would be people that aren't necessarily, you know, the majority of our audience, because the majority of our audience knows this issue very well. But a lot of people out there, and they're ones that are very instrumental to who will be the next president of the United States, are in that mushy middle. They really don't understand all this stuff, but they say, well, background checks, that's a good idea. Why wouldn't we want to do a, you know, you don't want to give, you know, a AK-47 a crazy man, right? And the same thing probably on red flag laws. They say, well,
if they're crazy, they can't get an AK-47 under current law or any other gun.
Well, this is what I want to talk about, because, for one, we already have a lot of laws. But what would you say to people who just say, oh, man, this sounds like a good idea. Why not? Let's do it. Let's stop these things.
Well, background checks are already conducted in virtually every transaction. To start out with, look at the three events which have precipitated this current controversy. The mass shooting in Gilroy, California, and El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. In all three of those cases, the shooter passed a background check. People are saying, well, we passed background checks and stopped mass shootings. It wouldn't have stopped mass shootings in any of those cases. And as nearly as I can remember, in the 20 years since Columbine, I can't think of a single mass shooting in which the guy didn't either pass a background check or alternatively steal his guns. In either case, a background check didn't make a difference or wouldn't have made a difference. So what's the game they're playing here? They're certainly not playing the game of stop mass shootings. First of all, the legislation. The House passed legislation, and each of the versions has its own problems. The House passed legislation prohibits any transfer, quote unquote, transfer of a firearm without passing a Brady check. Now, what is a transfer? Well, it turns out that if you're standing in your dining room showing your next-door neighbor your gun and you step into the other room to go to the bathroom, you have transferred that firearm and you are a felon. If you go out hunting with a friend and hand your gun to him and it turns out he doesn't have a hunting license, you are a felon. If you sell your gun to your son for a dollar, you are a felon. Now, you can give it to them, but you can't sell it to them for a dollar. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a trap with so many legal labyrinths that it will be impossible for a gun owner to legally comply with the law.
Man, so why are we doing this?
We're doing it because the liberal media wants to exploit another tragedy in order to achieve a political objective. And let me say, there are ways that you could stop those mass shootings. I mean, California, the one which precipitated everything, has every type of gun control that you can imagine, including universal background checks, red flag laws, no gun zones. And in effect, all three of the shootings happened in something which was effectively a no gun zone. You could have stopped it if Texas had passed constitutional carry and there would have been someone in that Walmart who would have been able to shoot back. Whole store full of people in a state which supposedly loved guns, not one of them had a firearm which would allow them to shoot at the shooter before he killed 22 people.
So if this, in fact, the versions you've described come out, the president signs it.
Yeah,
You're saying not going to do anything to help these things, and we've proven that none of them would have helped those. So what is it going to do? How is it going to, what does it accomplish for the left?
I'll tell you what it accomplishes. The left believes that gun legislation is just a series of dominoes. Thus far, thanks to you, Scott, we have been able to stop foolish, counterproductive anti-gun legislation from being passed after each of these crises and MSNBC's efforts to exploit them. So we stopped every word of gun control after Columbine. We stopped every word of gun control after Newtown. What the left believes is that if that first domino falls, if their useless gun control proposal passes, then at that point it will become thinkable in Washington to pass gun control and everything else they want will fall into line. Look at the places where we started out, oh, let's have universal background checks, places like California and New York. In the end, in New York City, you can't own a gun at all. Period. That's the ultimate goal, and this is the first domino which the left believes will take them there.
Unbelievable. Here's what the president said over the weekend. He said some serious discussions are taking place between House and Senate leadership on meaningful background checks. I've also been speaking to the NRA and others so that their very strong views can be fully represented and respected. Guns should not be placed in the hands of mentally ill or deranged people. I am the biggest Second Amendment person there is, but we all must work together for the good and safety of our country. Common sense things can be done that are good for everyone.
Wow. Well, when someone says common sense and they're talking about gun control, basically what it means is we want to take away your rights. I have a professor in law school many, many years ago who said, problem with common sense is it's not very common and it frequently doesn't make a lot of sense. And so when he starts talking about common sense gun control, first of all, what he's talking about is something which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Strips your rights without any due process. And at the same time, I think if Trump becomes the one who delivers gun confiscation after Barack Obama was not able to, I don't think he's going to get a second term.
I heard Vice President Pence say, speaking specifically about red flag laws, because somebody asked him, if a red flag law passes, what will you do to ensure the due process rights of individuals? And he said, under their version, if a family member suspects something, they would have to refer to get someone, professional help, medical help, mental health professional. That person has to go to law enforcement. Law enforcement has to go to a judge before anything could be done. Is that enough?
The problem is what's called ex parte orders. Due process revolves around the question of whether or not you can have your say before the SWAT team turns up at your house. Now, under their version or any other version that's ever been enacted, someone, the police, the relative, the whatever, can go to the judge. And frankly, when we say go to the judge, we mean they can make a phone call to a judge. Normally, this judge in the middle of the night on the phone will sign a ham sandwich. And the next thing that happens is, without your knowing it, the SWAT team arrives at your house in the middle of the night. And under police protocols, it normally is the middle of the night. And we know how this plays out. In Ferndale, Maryland, a guy named Gary Willis, a 62-year-old black gentleman, was having a disagreement with his aunts and uncles. The aunts and uncles dropped a dime. He went to the door at 5:17 a.m., not surprisingly, with his gun in his hand, only to be met by police who shot him to death. That's red flags as Pence envisions. It is sort of the answer to the question, what would Hitler do? I mean, this is the sort of thing you expect in the Third Reich. People showing up at your door in the middle of the night because some anonymous person filed some complaint because they don't like your politics. It's the sort of thing that you would expect in a despotic regime, but you don't expect it in the United States. And frankly, so long as your guns can be confiscated, your house can be searched, and perhaps you could even be shot without first having your say in court, there's no due process.
So in my mind, it sounds like you're saying, look, there's no way to assure that this is not going to be abused and that law-abiding citizens are going to have their guns removed. So therefore, this is a bad idea all around.
I mean, stripping pieces off the Constitution is probably normally not a good idea, even if it's as efficacious as it is not here.
The sad part of all this is we have all the tools in place to do everything you possibly can do. I want to talk a little bit about the way forward politically on this, because obviously the president's put his foot in that water. So we'll do that when we come back with our guest Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America. Don't touch that dial.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration, three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Farrelson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott, you finally have someone that will tell the truth about your yellow-belly Republican Party. I have been a constitutionalist my whole life. Never voted for a Republican until this last time. And I will never vote a Republican again. Never have voted for a Democrat, of course. But I just wanted you to know that it's time for you to stand up. You got this radio program. You got the power. You need to start talking.
All right. That cut off, I guess. But I appreciate. I get the sentiment. And I appreciate the call and the input. 800-228-0550. Yellow-bellied Republicans.
You've got the power!
We'll talk about that in a second.
You had to bring that song up.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor What's On Your Mind, by the way. And they want you to know Tioga is an active community. It offers great activities for families, like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. That should be our new Energy Matters theme. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street. A brand new community center with a new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink, which is awesome. They got a lot going on. Check them out in Tioga. Experience a different point of view. For more information, TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org. All right, Michael Hammond back with us, Legislative Council for Gun Owners of America. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. So let's take the caller's comment first. Okay, Scott, do something. Your guest is exposing the yellow-bellied Republicans. I think actually the Republicans are doing about as good as we can expect right now on a lot of things. But this one worries me. There's no doubt about it. Because, again, it wouldn't fix anything from the incidents that had caused the uproar. That's number one. And number two, worse, take away constitutional freedoms. That's a bad idea. How do you help save Republicans from themselves here, Michael?
Well, my recommendation is that your listeners call your two North Dakota senators and demand that they oppose this gun confiscation order. That's what we call red flag laws. They love to paint it in terms which are sort of emotionally neutral. But in fact, they're gun confiscation orders. Let me say to you that there are 17 states that have enacted them since Indiana did at the very, very beginning. But with virtually no exceptions, they're the craziest, most left-wing, most anti-gun states in the country. So if you think red flag laws have an impact, then you'll want to move from Bismarck to Baltimore. Because supposedly Baltimore is safe, South Chicago is safe, the South Bronx is safe, California is safe, and North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota are just in horrible danger.
Roe, in Wall Lake, Minnesota, Wolf Lake, Minnesota, rather. Go ahead, Roe, you're up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Roe.
Hey, Scott, this is Earl. I was the one that called you guys Yellow Bellies, but they cut me off. First of all, the GOA, I belong to the GOA, best gun organization in the world, so way better than the NRA. But here's the thing, Scott. Why don't you Republicans, and I'm saying you Republicans, because I'm out of it now. I went back to my constitutional party. I want to know why you people aren't up in arms, that these people aren't attacking, they are attacking the Constitution, which is treasonous, by the way. They are to uphold it, not attack it. Second, why aren't you all having a heart attack, like myself, I have been, that Trump hasn't stopped the Patriot Act? That is dangerous. The flag laws, the Patriot Act, this guy is getting ready to disarm us. Whether you people want to believe it or not, we have to start telling the truth like your guest is. This is scary. We live in scary times. I hope you start addressing this. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Well, as you know, GOA attacked what I call the Idiot Act, although some people refer to it as other things. And, it has some real problems in it. Let me say this. I think this battle is winnable. Trump, immediately after Parkland, sat in a room playing kissy-kissy with Dianne Feinstein and said he wanted to ban all semi-automatic rifles, which I assume he would have enforced by coming to your door. At that point, I said to the Associated Press that the so-called best friend of the Second Amendment had become the gun grabber in chief. That was debated on Fox between Dana Perino and Juan Williams, and Trump saw it. I mean, that certainly is one way to get to Donald Trump. He saw it, and he immediately backed off of everything that he was proposing at the time. So it's possible to get Trump to switch his position. It's certainly possible to get the Senate to resist. And let me say that those of you in North Dakota, and if you have any listeners in South Dakota, those people in South Dakota are just in a splendid position to bombard their senators with phone calls and to ensure that their senators don't go along with these crazy positions.
Yeah, I would think Montana. South Dakota and North Dakota, you know, all three states that would, you know, you got Democrats in Montana.
Danes in Montana. Yeah, I think he's going to be good, but
He's running for re-election, so I think, you know, he'll be fine. But I'm thinking about Tester because, you know, he is supposedly, you know, a conservative Democrat. We'll see. Tested. John Thune and Mike Rounds in South Dakota, and of course Senator Hovind and Senator Kramer in North Dakota. So, and I've not heard from either one of them where they're at on this, but we'll certainly ask. We talk to them regularly on the program for sure.
People need to call them. People need to let their phones ring off the hook.
And this from someone that knows that works and has been proven to wake them up before. So
it does work. I worked for the Senate for 18 years. So.
Worth doing. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of our conversation with Mr. Hammond and your calls. Welcome. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Wow, what a deal. A whole bushel load of savings at MyPillow.com right now.
This is Carol Jubin at Jubin Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy, called Jubin Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Jubin Tours, welcome along.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.